Welcome to Description, Valerie in Toronto. Hi, I'm Valerie. I'm definitely in Toronto at a very specific time of history. Hi. I'm standing outside my building where I live in downtown Toronto. And I'm doing a very specific thing for this point in history. I'm waiting for a grocery delivery. And I'm not wearing a mask because I don't sound like I do. I brought my mask for when I'm in the hallway. I'm wearing gloves. You know, those stretchy cheap gloves that you get? The stretchy cheap knit gloves that you get? I kind of use those whenever I'm out. And I, for the first time in, I literally have no idea how long, I'm drinking coffee from my travel mug, which I used to use every day, and now haven't. I really can't remember when the last, a month ago, maybe? I guess a month ago. But it's morning, so I made my morning French press of coffee, and I knew I had to come down here, and it's about, it's not as warm as it's been the last couple days, which in a way, of course, is always kind of good. People don't go out, but it's like, I'm going to say it's in the 40s, and it's windy, so I was like, if I'm going to stand out here waiting for my delivery, I'll bring out the coffee, and oh, look, it's the travel mug. Here's a thing I haven't used that I used to basically have, you know, chained to my wrist. I got my second order from, what's it called? Kendall Farms, Kendall Hills, a virtual farmer's market, which was one of the first to kind of get on this delivery pickup thing. Well, delivery, actually, because they come from a ways out, I guess. And they're making deliveries all over South Central Ontario, it seems. But it's like a different area every day. And Friday seems to be my area. And so these guys, they're kind of a co-op of various farmers and independent growers and people who make stuff, and they decide to all get together and whack up a Shopify and gather their stuff and have it for sale every week. And so it's like meats and cheeses and maple syrup and honey and, you know, farmers markety things, right? And actually at prices that are fairly comparable to being in an IRL farmers market, which is slightly more expensive than if you got it at a chain store, and you wouldn't get specifically this quality of thing. But oh, by the way, I'm fine. This is my usual allergies thing. And I'm alone in this alcove, so I did not cough into my elbow. Mea culpa, mea culpa, mea culpa. Trying to think. I just woke up about less than an hour ago, so, and this is my second coffee, so it takes me after the second coffee to, like, that's what I'm using as an excuse. Anyway. So as an example, I ordered last Thursday, actually because my previous order was for ground beef that they weren't able to deliver, I got in, for butchery reasons, they were getting started, and they, turns out they didn't have enough butchers to put the stuff together, and, so, fair. Because everybody's, you know, figuring stuff out, how new things work, right? So totally understandable. But in their kindness, this virtual farmers market thing, they said, okay, you guys who tried, who got your beef order canceled, get to get an hour head start ahead of everybody else ordering on Thursday at noon. So you get to come in Thursday at 11. I was like, ah, sweet. So did my, you know, ordery thing. Because the first time I tried to, the first time I did this, it was very, the week prior, it was very, it was, you know, there were definitely bugs to work out. And, you know, some pieces of order got dropped and then other things couldn't be fulfilled and, you know, like perfectly understandable. I mean, these people have like had to learn, so many people have like had to have kind of a crash course teaching themselves e-commerce in like a matter of days. So like, I totally get it. So anyway, but I still got some stuff. So I did my order and, of like ended up being a few things. And then they'd say, okay, there's your order, and you're gonna get a call or a text like 15 minutes before the delivery is projected to arrive, and then they'll call again when they're actually there and you should be there outside. Obviously different different arrangements for different, you know, house, apartment, whatever. So I just decided to just be outside here because, like, why let them go in? They don't. I don't think they wanted. I don't think they want to go in, which is perfectly understandable. So I'm like, go out, meet them, whatever. That's cool. And it's contactless. They set it down between us, and then I go pick it up. So yeah. So that's what happened the last Friday. And so, but last Friday, being the first time they delivered to me, you know, I was hanging out here. I'm in alcove, by the way, so there's not as much wind noise as there could be. I'm in a decent place where I can be outside the building waiting for them. I've got a little thing, a planer thing to sit on, and so it's an easier situation than it would be in other places, and it's an excuse to be outside. No, I didn't cough into my thing. Sorry. God, I'm not being a very good example right now. I don't do this when there are people around. Anyway, so yeah, I waited and they ran late and that was fine. I played my Snoopy puzzle game on my phone and eventually they showed up probably, I don't know, about 10 minutes later or so, but in this, you know, big refrigerated van, and dude came out, very nice, delivered my little thing, and I took it. It was cool. And I was like, this is nice. And so what I got was, let me think. It wasn't much because, you know, a couple orders fell by the wayside, but I ended up getting the cinnamon creamed honey, which is awesome. And let's see. God, I can't remember. A couple other things. And but are not a luxury like cinnamon creamed honey. And yeah, it worked out great. So anyway, last Thursday I did another ordery thing, and because I was earlier I was able to get more stuff, so they get more providers and all the time joining in on this. So got some ground beef and pork sausages, and think some sort of a variety of mushrooms and some cheese and a couple other things. I think some sort of an herb. I can't remember. No, I'm just kidding. and so that's what I'm waiting for now. This time they decided to do the pre-delivery notification 30 minutes early. Another delivery being made right now past me. I think it's an Amazon delivery because the van in front of me, which is not refrigerated, has a little sign inside the stuck inside the windshield that says delivery Amazon something something. So he just this dude in a high-vis jacket vest just dragged a. My best term would be a collapsible box of boxes. He's been sitting out there. He's been idling out here for a bit. Whoops, sorry. Wind is blowing my scarf around the around the microphone on my headphones. And I'm trying to block the wind. That guy's been sitting out there since I came out. So, like, however long I've been talking, plus 5 minutes. And he's been idling. And that I thought he was waiting for another guy doing a delivery coming in here, but I guess not. He was just waiting. He was early and he waited for a specific time to show up. I don't know. Don't know how people are doing these things because this is really the only delivery that I've done. For some reason, I don't really. I've never done deliveries a whole heck of a lot. I've forgotten the input number that people are supposed to put in to get into the building when they're making deliveries to me. And then I just end up just not doing it. I've done it a couple times in like the years that I've lived in this building. So I don't know. I'm just more comfortable with pickup somehow. I'm sure I'll do delivery like normal people do at some point, but I just haven't happened to have done it yet. Now my excuse is I don't want to put people through that trouble. And I pick if I don't have to. So I'm more likely to pick up. Because like tomorrow, is it tomorrow? Yeah. I'm getting a thing from, I'm doing a pickup at a store, a little shop off the, off Trinity Bellwoods Park called Lucky Penny. They're a little store, they're kind of bougie. And I wouldn't often go to them, even though I walk past them all the time. But they're doing a service. They happen to be one of the stores that are very fortunate to have a window, one of those little windows, like you do like ice cream delivery, you get ice cream cones or whatever from. That's the way it used to be back in the day, I guess. And so they would use it in the summer to sell ice cream for people coming in from the park and stuff. But now they're using it as a delivery window or a pickup window. So I think it's 4 times a week now, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. They basically have their whole inventory up for grabs, basically. So it's the stuff they usually would sell, which is kind of a mix of like everything from, it's basically normal groceries, you know, like flour, sugar, and like deli stuff and frozen fish and, you know, pretty basics and some other things. They're even selling off their candy bars. You know, it's $2 for a candy bar. Because they were like, you know, a normal store and like would have candy under the counter in front, so kids would take from them while you're doing your order. You know, that kind of thing. Perfect, sort of normal, sort of convenience storage stuff, but a little more bougie. And so they have their whole inventory on sale, including, you know, cleaning stuff and personal care stuff and whatever. And so it's a little less farmer's markety and a little more, you know, normal store. And so I order from them and go walk across the park and pick it up. And it's just, you go to the window. There wasn't a line last week, so just go up to the window and go, hi, and say your name, and I've already paid. And they bring it, and they put your stuff through the window and you're dead. And that was great. I got like a half dozen San Urbain bagels that were awesome. So bagels and carrots I'm still using, and two carrot milk bars that I used over the course of the week. And a couple other things. But like between these two things, and mainly just Lucky Penny, honestly, I'm good, pretty much. Like the last time I went to a market was to, up until a couple weeks ago, I would go to the grocery stores in Chinatown because people were scared to go with them, and so it was just locals, and it was fine. And but now people are like going, oh, it's really hard to go to the usual white people stores we go to, so let's do this. And now they're way more busy, and it's like, oh, this isn't good. So I actually had to like literally leave the one I usually go to and went to another one, and it was still busy. So I just kind of went through it as quickly as possible. And I would go there to these places for meat, chicken and pork, and for noodles, all sorts of different kinds of noodles, like a ton of cup noodles and regular noodles. So I still have a couple sets of regular noodles, and I'm out of cup noodles. Oh no, how we suffer in these times, gosh. That's okay. Oh right, I remember it. Farmer's market thing last week, all they had left for chicken was two carcasses. You could get frozen carcasses, and I'm like, okay, because I can make stock with that to have with the noodles, see how that works. And so I did that. And I've made stock out of 1.5 of them, and I've got half of one in the freezer. This may sound incredibly tedious to you, but like, if you have listened to my podcasts before that are like this, you know they're all tedious, so you should be used to this by now. A Lyft driver just came by and made and just went by in a delivery using one of those boxes delivery people make, delivery people use. Possibly some of them have made them at this point. Yeah, I'm stupidly privileged in this whole COVID-19 situation. Just stupidly privileged. I've been inside for the last 3 days, which is not a big deal. Obviously, I'm fine. Aside from, you know, allergies and probably gaining weight, like everybody. And, but, you know, I'm kind of okay for food. Oh, wait, there's my van. Okay, so I get to turn. I'm gonna walk out here. Whoops, let me get my... Walking down here to the van. Part of why I decided to record something finally is there's a time limit. I was going to do this until he showed up, so here we are. So anyway, that's the situation for now. I'm good. I'm going to stop this, and I'm going to go do my pickup. So take care. Hi.
Hi. Are you Valerie?
Yep.
Perfect.